Partners of Ramsey Solutions. It's the Ramsey Show, where debt is dumb, cash is king, and the paid-off home mortgage has taken the place of the BMW as the status symbol of choice. We help people build wealth, do work that they love, and create actual amazing relationships. Number one best-selling author and Ramsey personality, Dr. John Deloney, is my co-host today. And we will be talking about your mental wellness, your relationships as part of everything we do, because that's what he does on the Dr. John Deloney Show every day. You can be sure to check that out. Well, it's actually 3 days a week as a podcast, a hugely popular podcast on the Ramsey Networks right now. So be sure and check all that out. Phone number here, 888-825-5225. You jump in, we'll talk. Donnie is with us in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hi, Donnie. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Man, it's an honor to talk to you.
You too, sir. What's up?
Babe, I'm in a pickle.
All right.
I'm 53 years old, have absolutely nothing for retirement. I'm $50,000 in debt, and I want a divorce.
Okay. What's last going on? What's
year,
going on with your marriage?
Yeah, it sounds like you're in a jar of pickles, now, man. What you got?
A jar of pickles. Yeah. What's going on with the marriage?
Well, I guess it's just been building over the last 10 years. I'm an over the road truck driver and hardly at home. Now my wife was handling all the bills and all the money, and for a while, man, we were doing great. Right, COVID hit. I was at home, and we got debt free, paid off everything we had.
So you're saying y'all got along better when you weren't there?
Oh yeah, we definitely get along better when I'm at home. Oh yeah, that's why I've been married for 32 years.
Oh God, that's so not funny, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, it is funny actually. But I mean, you know, last year, I mean, I was in a sweet spot. We were in a sweet spot. No debt. I had 6 months living expenses saved up. I had money. We didn't have to, you know, use credit cards, anything she wanted. All she had to do was go buy it. You know, we were set. And then all of a sudden, she just got a wild hair up her britches and wanted to move into a house and doubled our rent, emptied the savings. And then she got crazy and went and got all these credit cards and started putting charges on them. And a couple of weeks, I found out I'm $30,000 in debt to the tax, to the IRS for years of taxes that she didn't pay. And I guess I should have been a little more on top of it. But
yeah,
you know,
a lot.
You know, so now all of that just hits me. And you know, of course, the marriage has sort of been going downhill for the last 10 years.
But it wasn't, though. When y'all were on the same page and y'all were able to sleep again and you were able to laugh and do something together again, it wasn't. So the last couple of years, it's been pretty good, right? Or did y'all come up with this common purpose, we're going to work really hard together, we're going to get out of debt, we're going to do this, we're going to be set up, and it was still failing then, it was still falling apart then? I don't buy it.
The marriage was still falling apart, but we were on the same page as far as finances go. I had approached her with the Snowball program and introduced her to Dave. She was reluctant, and I just sort of put my foot down and said, you know, look, this is the way it's just got to be, and this is what it's going to look like when we're done. And She trusted me, and so we started doing that, and we achieved our goal.
You didn't achieve y'all's goal. You achieved your goal.
True. I'll give you that.
And so she got debt-free for you, and then you went back on the road, and she's still sitting there, and she went with her nowhere.
Right. Yeah, you're right. And I'm just, you know, I've been in full panic mode ever since I turned 50.
Let me ask you this. What is the actual? This is a sad situation. I'm sorry, Donnie. It's a mess, and there's a lot of things we could deal with in the mess. A lot of pickles in the jar, and but what? How can we best help you today?
I need to figure out something to do with these taxes.
Okay. All right. That the taxes not being paid is a symptom. The credit card debt is a symptom. The debt getting paid off is a symptom of behaviors and attitudes and beliefs that you all are harboring or not harboring. And so I'll be happy to tell you what to do with the IRS. You need to go to RamseySolutions.com, click on ELP for taxes, sit down with one of our tax pros, and they'll help you negotiate a payment plan with the IRS until you can get them paid off. Now, then what at the core of this whole thing is that you guys suck at communication in your marriage beyond belief.
Yes.
And it's partly due to you being on the road. It's partly due to you putting your foot down. Only you missed when you put your foot down.
You stomped on her toes.
All you did is stop on her toe. Yeah. You didn't really do anything. And it's partly due to her doing whatever she wants. You guys, so then what you've got to do is you're going to continue to have financial problems as long as you are not communicating and aligned on where we are going. And aligned doesn't mean you're demanding or she's demanding. Aligned means we both look into the future, we see a desired future that we both agree on, and then we both agree on the steps to get to it. We both have a vote, and we both are going to put our shoulder to the wheel, and we're both going to push. That's the only shot your marriage has. Otherwise, you are divorced, and then you get to go fix your money problems.
And, you know, you said that all those things were a symptom mm-hmm. and of the behavior, mm-hmm. and I agree with that because, I mean, I follow you, man.
Including your behavior.
Including yours.
Because you're not plugged in enough to know that the taxes weren't being paid. That's a behavior.
And y'all have a dance of the y'all are doing the dance of the victims where she did all this to me and then
he's on the road left me and then he bitches about the way I do it.
And then we're back y'all are so, hey, you want to get out of the dance of the victim? Walk up and take a knee and take ownership and say, "Here's what I've contributed for the last 30 years and I'm willing to change." That's the shot you got, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Take ownership of it.
If you guys can get in alignment and in agreement, you got a really good shot at straightening up your money stuff and your marriage
absolutely
stuff. But if you're not, then you just got to go decide what you're going to do after you're divorced and get after it. But get in touch with one of our tax ELPs and they'll help you with the tax mess, brother. I'm sorry you're facing this. This is the Ramsey Show. Guys, it's no secret that the real estate market is weird right now, so go with a mortgage company you can trust to have your back. Churchill Mortgage. Churchill is Ramsey trusted because they're stable, reliable, and focused on you. At a time when a lot of companies are being bought out or going out of business, count on Churchill Mortgage to stick around. They've been doing things the right way for over 30 years, and they'll keep doing them the right way for 30 more. Get started at ChurchillMortgage.com.
This is a paid advertisement. NMLS ID 1591. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Equal Housing Lender. 1749 Mallory Lane, Suite 100. Brentwood, Tennessee 37027.
Number one best-selling author of the book Own Your Past, Change Your Future, Dr. John Deloney, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. Chris is with us in New York. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Great. How can we help?
So I called you about a year ago. Just to fill you in of where I am right now, I have full custody of my daughter. I work full-time, and I have two part-time jobs. I'm looking to buy a house, and from what I'm listening to, everyone, all the financial people that I hear on the radio are saying, wait 1 year. About a year, it should be about the right time to buy. Now, my question to you is, I work for a good company. They're offering me this first-time home buyers program. I'm not 100% sure if that's, you know, the name of it, but that's basically what it is. And they said all I need basically to buy a house is 3% and the cost of the down payment. Not the down payment. 3% and the cost of the closing cost. Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, I don't know what the terms of the deal are. There's lots of different kinds of first-time home buyer programs out there. 3% plus closing costs is the same thing an FHA loan is.
Yeah, what's the benefit?
There's no big benefit to that I can hear. Are you debt-free?
Yes, sir, I am.
Good. And you have your emergency fund in place?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then if you can buy a home, and if you get into this further and figure out that it's a great deal, if there's some other benefits to it, but it sounds like it's just an FHA loan to me. I don't know what the company is contributing in their program that they have. You got to figure that out, because what you described there is nothing special.
I believe they said they would help pay $25,000 towards off the cost of the house.
Okay, well that would be a lot. Yeah, that would probably cover a lot of your down payment, right?
My question is,
when do you have to repay that, or do you?
I don't think I do. It's a pretty good company. It's a lumber yard. We're the biggest on Long Island, and they said they would contribute to the economy out in Long Island, and they want to help out their employees.
That's pretty strong.
As far as
the experts saying to wait a year, I wouldn't. Because the house prices are going to be higher 1 year from now than they are now.
You think they're going to be higher?
I'm almost positive they're going to be higher.
They're saying, like, wait because the...
There's a lot of they's that are stupid.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, yeah. as a guy who just sits by Dave, he uses this weird thing called math and data, and it's unnerving sometimes, but usually he's right.
Yeah, so, I mean, here's the deal. We have one-fourth of the inventory available that we had in 2008, and we have 6x the buyers that we had in 2008. Now, 2008, house prices went down because the supply-demand curve was not what it is now. But right now, what I'm explaining to you is there is a greater demand than there is a supply. In that case, with any item, it never goes down in price. When lots of buyers are chasing few items, it always goes up in price. That's how we saw a 29% increase in 2020, an 18% increase in house prices in 21. 22 appears to be 7-8% is what we're going to end at, and 23 is projected to be 4-5% increase. So the talking, blabbering fools that don't know that data are who they are. You're listening to. You can do whatever you want to do. It's not going to affect me at all. But I'm not waiting a year to buy a house if I'm going to buy a house waiting on it to come down. You're going to be sorely disappointed if you do. Sounds like you have a very unusually cool company. I've never heard of a company pay $25,000 for somebody's house before. And I've been doing this 30 years. I've got a very cool company. We do a lot of unbelievably cool things for our people, and I haven't done that one.
And I was about to say, Dave, where were you on that one, man?
Nope, not that cool. Not as cool as his company, if that's the definition of cool. So, yeah, I mean, wow, pretty impressive. All right, Samuel's with us in Houston. Hey, Samuel, what's up?
Hey, Dave. Hey, John. Thank you all for everything you do, and so good to talk to you.
Sure. What's up?
2 years ago, I had a good paying job, a family, 3 kids, a house, and no debt, and about $10,000 in savings or so. Around that same time, I went through a very bad divorce, had to resign from my job to care for my 3 kids that I have full custody over. We had to relocate. I live now near family, and so things are better. And over the last 6 months, I've got myself, you know, back to where things are, you know, no one's starving, bills are paid, et cetera. During that period, I very, very foolishly borrowed quite a bit of money. and now I'm in a hole. And my question for y'all pertains to two particular personal loans through LendingClub, amounting roughly to about $15,000. The interest rate on those two, both those loans.
Wait a minute, let me stop you. I want to make sure that everyone hears real clearly what you just said. LendingClub was not a blessing.
No.
Okay.
No,
I just want to make sure folks understood that. Okay. Because they're so sweet. They're so sweet. I mean, like SoFi, right? They've got all these little sweet people doing little dances in their commercials and crap. And then when you actually talk to their customers, they go, they screwed me. So I just want to make sure everybody heard that loud and clear. I want to put names with that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, so you got $15,000 in debt, and your income went before all hell broke loose in your life was what?
It was $50,000 a year. I'm actually $30,000 in debt, and that is at a 35% interest rate. It goes up every day. I made a plan yesterday to pay it all off by May of next year, called them to walk through it, and found out that my projections were wrong because today, if I were to pay them today, I'd be paying them $30,000. If I pay them in
so
May,
wait, what did you, Stop a second. What did you say you used to make?
$50,000 a year.
And what do you make now?
I'll be lucky if I make 25 right now.
Okay. What did you used to do, sir?
I was a music director, a church musician, and the gig I was in was particularly sweet. I got in there through some major connections that wasn't
No, it really
easy
wasn't.
To get.
I mean, $50,000 a year doesn't fall in the bucket of particularly sweet. It's okay. It's great, but $500,000 a year falls under the head of hitting a particularly sweet. So, so what you know, what you've got really, dude, is two things. You have a structure problem with the debt, and the second thing is, with having the hell beat out of you for the last 3 years, you've kind of stopped believing in you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I remember that feeling when I went broke. It took me a little while to start believing in me again from the trauma. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, because there's a bazillion jobs out there right now that pay more than the stinky one you've got.
Dave, if you don't mind my putting this out there, I'm currently working two jobs, and right now it keeps us afloat, and my obligations to my children, I mean, everything is working. Mm-hmm. It's just the debt that's killing at the moment.
The reason the debt is killing you is you don't make any money.
Yes, that's true.
If we can double your income, this problem goes away very quickly, and we really should be able to, without destroying your family life. But you're white-knuckling trying to make math work that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us, America. Dr. John Deloney, Ramsey personality, number one best-selling author, is my co-host in the lobby of Ramsey Solutions on the debt-free stage. Wes and Lindsay are with us. Hey, guys, how are you?
How's it going?
We're good.
Awesome. Where do y'all live?
We're in Castle Rock, Colorado.
Oh, nice. Fun. Welcome to Nashville. How much debt have you paid off?
$215,000.
All right. How long did that take?
38 months.
All right. And your range of income during that 3 years?
Yeah, we started at 120 and then ended at 185.
Cool. What do y'all do for a living?
I'm a stay-at-home mom and a grad student.
Mm-hmm.
And I run a planning and development team for an oil and gas company in Denver.
Ah, and it's obviously done very well in the last 36 months. Good. Good for you, or at least you've done very well. Good. Proud of you. Very cool. What kind of debt was your $215,000?
It was our house.
You paid off your house! Weird people! How old are you two?
I'm 35.
And I'm 38.
Stop. And you have a paid-for house in Castle Rock, Colorado. What's it worth?
$660.
How much is in your retirement accounts, guys?
Right at 400.
So right at being Baby Steps millionaires. Ding, ding, look at you. And not even 40 years old. Tell me this stuff doesn't make you wealthy.
The people
I'm proud
listening,
of you.
The people listening, like, you can't even talk. You're smiling so big. Like, this is exciting. I can feel it through the glass. That's double pane glass, right?
Yeah.
You're just radiating this excitement. That's awesome.
So proud of y'all. Very cool. You did this fast, too. Very well done. All right, tell us what happened. How'd you get connected to the Ramsey Way?
About 10 years ago, a close friend of mine was leading FPU, and even though she'd been prodding at me to go, he convinced me. So,
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, and so, but you only did this for 3 years, so what happened to the other 6 years?
We started paying our house off when we went through FPU, and then I got transferred, so we had to press pause for a little bit, and then we got transferred back to Colorado, and that's when we started.
Okay, and then when you landed there and the dust settled, you said, okay, we're doing this for real. That was 38 months ago. Game on.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we were leading an FPU class, and it's really easy to get motivated to pay off debt when you're teaching this stuff. So.
Yeah. That's so good. That's so good. Well done, you two. Thank yeah, it's a little you. Difficult to lead the class and not do the stuff. That's kind of hypocritical.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, so Lindsay, take us back to the moment when Wes comes in and says, hey, I've been talking to my friend Dan. He thinks we should walk us through that conversation.
Well, his name's Tim. Tim Uliberry, if you're
watching. I was trying to help him out, but
I know.
Go ahead.
So Tim suggested we go through this class, and I had been trying to get him to do it for a while, and then we finally went through it. He listened to his friend above me, of course. But yeah, it was awesome. We finally got on the same page, and like he said, it took us a long time to finally get to the point where we wanted to get Gazelle and Tents on our house. But a few years later, we decided to do it.
And now you don't have a payment in the world.
Nope.
How's it feel to not have a payment in the world? And you're not even 40.
Feels like peace.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's absolutely awesome.
You know what you can do when you don't have any payments and make $185,000 a year? Anything you want! Wow. Pretty impressive.
Hey, unpack that word peace. Like that sometimes I think we've gotten to a place in our culture where peace is like a unicorn. I don't even know what that looks like. I never seen one of those in real life. Describe that. What's a couple of things that have changed in your life?
Oh, gosh. So during COVID, when oil went negative, that was not a time of peace when I had a lot of debt.
Yeah.
And for the last 5 years, we've gone through rolling layoffs about every 6 months. And knowing that if that happens again, that we're just perfectly fine. I mean, I could get a job at Walmart.
It's
going to
be annoying, not catastrophic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is
an inconvenience.
Yeah. It is really peaceful to know that there's nothing weighing on our shoulders in this category.
Yeah. What's the first big thing you're going to do to celebrate?
Well, we did.
We promised our kids that, you know, we had sacrificed so much when we were on this journey, and they're still pretty young, and we told them that we would take them to Disney World
All right.
when we got our House Food Off. And so we got to do that, and that was awesome. But the biggest thing is I bought a new washer and dryer.
Yeah! That's how you celebrate right there. That's big celebration.
Wes, you didn't buy her that for Christmas, did you?
No, I didn't. Okay, good. I bought her a vacuum.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, you guys are incredible. I'm so proud of you. What is the thing you tell people when they learn that you are 100% debt-free, if they learn that? If they learn that your baby steps millionaires and they say, how'd you do that? You're not even 40. What do you tell them the key is?
For me, the key has really been intentionality and contentment, mm-hmm. And just less consumption, just less financial consumption, but also less social media consumption, less HGTV consumption.
Both of those things make you want to buy stuff, yeah.
And just really being thankful and happy with what we have. I like to say the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy. And mm-hmm. for me, that was really true. So when I just became content with what I had, and that was a huge part of this, how it worked for me.
Is that a Craig Groeschel or a Rachel Cruz quote?
Rachel Cruz.
One of those two. Is that Rachel Cruz quote?
I don't know who said it.
One of those two said that, yeah.
We'll say okay. Rachel Cruz.
Yeah, there you go.
Probably is because of her book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs. Yeah. It's probably in that. So, wow. Way to go, you guys. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Who
are your biggest cheerleaders?
Our whole family was, they're really, you know, not many of them have gone through FPU, but they're all huge supporters. Every single one of them is rooting for us. Yeah. They're probably watching right now, and they're probably
proud.
All pumped. Yeah,
so. Proud of you. That's
and then
good.
We've got some best friends who went through the class when we were teaching it. Desiree and Adam, uh-huh. shout out. Uh-huh. So, yep.
And my favorite thing is looking at those three beautiful little kids. And
go ahead and bring them up and introduce them.
Most people don't understand. Like, yeah, they're not going to have debt growing up. But they're going to have a mom and dad who aren't always worried, what if we get laid off? And we're going to have a mom and dad who's worried, if we get a flat tire, this thing's over with.
Stress
right?
level in the house is just approaching zero.
Right. Yeah. And dad's not going to be yelling at the Little League coach because he's got peace in his life. He's not angry at teenagers, right? It's such a gift.
Yeah. Way to go, guys. Hey, we got a copy of Baby Steps Millionaires for you. Copy of Total Money Makeover. You can give those away in your financial peace class because you're all of these things. Also going to give you a financial peace membership. You can give that away and get somebody else started on your journey if you want, since it helped you guys so much. That's so
awesome.
Cool. What are the kids' names and ages?
This is Hannah, and she's 6. Mm-hmm. This is Jonah, and he's 4. And this is Naomi, and today's her birthday. She's turning 9.
Happy birthday, Naomi. Awesomeness. Very cool. Very cool. Well, you guys have absolutely changed their family tree. You've changed everything. I'm so proud of you. Absolute rock star couple, man. You're absolutely amazing. Well done, well done, well done. All right, it's Wes and Lindsay and birthday Naomi and Hannah and Jonah from Colorado. 215,000 paid off, house and everything, while becoming Baby Steps millionaires. Did it all in 38 months, making 120 to 185. Count it down. Let's hear a debt-free scream.
Ready, guys? 3, 2, 1.
We're debt free!
Yeah! This is how it's done! Boom! This is the Ramsey Show. Listen, everyone needs ID theft protection. It doesn't matter your age, how much money you have, or where you live. Once you're a victim, and it's likely to happen to all of us at some point, your personal and financial reputation gets ripped to shreds, and it's a nightmare to clean up. Having the right protection and not wasting money are key, and that's what Xander's ID Theft Protection Plan is all about. They've bundled together the services you need at pricing that can't be beat. With monitoring that includes your home title, VPN encryption, unlimited recovery services, and even stolen funds protection, you're getting a great value and dealing with people you can trust. I could go on, but you can see for yourself. Go to Xander.com or call 800-356-4282 and get the protection you need. Whether you're ditching an overpriced plan or getting protected for the first time, Xander's team are the only people I trust and recommend. Well, with the rising cost of everything these days, a lot of folks are worried about having enough money in their bank accounts to get through the month. Too much month left at the end of the money. The good news is, no matter where you're at with your money, and no matter the state of the economy, you actually can get on a path to building wealth. At our Building Wealth live events, you're going to learn simple, common sense principles, of course, that build wealth, put you in a position to be outlandishly generous, and not at the not with inflation, you're under the thumb of inflation or recession or whatever other negative words we want to pull out of Washington. Wealth Building Tour is blowing up. We've already sold out two nights. The rest of these events are on track to sell out really, really soon. If you're thinking about joining, do not wait. September 13th in Phoenix is already sold out. Sacramento, November the 1st, is already sold out. We added a night in Phoenix. It's almost sold out. September the 12th, November the 10th in Minneapolis. San Antonio has like six tickets left or something like that. It's almost gone November the 15th. Passes start at $25. You can get a four-pack starting at $60. So bring some friends, load up, come down to Building Wealth. It's all the Ramsey personalities, Dr. John Deloney, Ken Coleman, me, Rachel Cruz, and George Camel will all be there. And we're going to be out in the lobby signing books, taking pictures, all the stuff, and also doing a panel. We're going to do all kinds of stuff. So it is a great night, and we'd love to see you in Phoenix, Sacramento, Minneapolis, or San Antonio if you get tickets before they're gone. Kelly's with us in Orlando. Hi, Kelly. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What's up?
So me and my husband have been talking about me leaving my job and coming to stay home with our kids. We had kind of come up with a little bit of a long-term plan for me to work into the beginning of next year and kind of try out our budget in the meantime without my income. Mm-hmm. But I have impending, opportunities and promotions, training, and things like that kind of happening at work. And I'm feeling a lot of pressure. And I'm wondering, if we move that timeline up, how many months is good to try out, on just one income.
How much is your house payment?
Mortgage is about $1,500.
Yeah, and what's his take-home pay?
He works on commission a lot, but we think his...
What did he pay taxes on last year?
$100,000.
I hear one of two things. Either you are getting encouraged to stay at home and you don't really want to, or you want to be done right now. Which one is it?
It's in between. I do want to be home. I want to be home with my kids, but I guess I'm in a position where a lot of people are depending on me and, all these like trainings to get me ready for things. And it's making me feel really anxious about.
You're feeling like you're not having integrity.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't feel pure taking all this training knowing you're not going to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you tell them, what happens?
I guess the best case scenario is
they let you work to the end of the year.
We've got this plan. Yeah, they let me work to the end of the year. And the worst case scenario is they let me go.
Yeah. Yeah. And your experience around the place tells you they'll do what?
I don't know.
How long have you been working there?
8 years.
Okay, they get pissed off and fire people like this, or do they have a little grace? What do? You know what they do.
Most people who work there have worked there for a really long time. I want to think that I have a good enough relationship with my superior that, she would understand.
Yeah. Okay, here, first rule is you have to be a person of integrity. That's what's bothering you more than anything in this whole conversation. Okay? And then the chips fall where they fall. Okay? Let me tell you what's going to happen. Nothing. That's what's going to happen. Because what you just described to me is a very stable workplace. These are not people who are rash and angry and throwing around. They don't treat people poorly. Otherwise, you don't have a whole bunch of people who have been there 8 years. People don't stay if the leadership there sucks. Okay? So you've got something you can count on there. You're just worried that you're not going. You just had a baby. When?
I've got a 3-year-old and a 6-month-old.
Yeah, okay. That might enter into a little bit of anxiety.
Yeah. And can I ask you a hard question?
Sure.
Do you trust that your husband's going to go work really hard on this commission deal, or do you make the majority of the money, and it's part of this, you're afraid to jump onto the boat because you don't know if it's going to be super stable?
Oh, no. He's a hard worker. He's
great.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Well, that's good.
You need to tell them that you're thinking about leaving at the end of the year. You're not 100% sure, but I'm 70 or 80% sure, and I didn't feel right about not telling you this because of all the training and stuff that's coming up, and I didn't feel right. If the roles were reversed, I would want to know if I were you, so I'm treating other people like I want to be treated by telling you. That's ethics.
Yeah.
Okay, and then more, it lands where it lands, but I'm going to give you an 80 to a 90% probability you work through the end of the year and you don't do all the training because they're going to appreciate your integrity. And these are not rash people. It's not a toxic work environment.
Okay.
Does that give you peace?
Yeah. I guess we had kind of thought about moving the timeline up to maybe trying out the budget.
You need to start trying out the budget today. From today forward, as soon as you get off the phone, you need to start banking your check. Don't touch it. Put it in a separate savings account. Run the budget on his check. Starting today. Never use any of your money from your work ever again for your house. Hardcore, like it doesn't exist. They put it in savings and don't touch it. No cheating. Because it's not going to be there after you quit at the first of the year. Right?
Yeah.
You're going to make it. Okay. How much debt have you got?
None.
Good.
Yeah. Go through Christmas, go through Thanksgiving, just your check.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. Your house payment's not out of line. That's why I was asking. I was trying to figure out if you could afford it on his income or not. And here's what happens is when you take the training wheels off and dad lets go of the seat, you will balance the bike.
Yeah.
You will. It's amazing. And then it'll freak you out a little bit that you're actually doing it.
And then you'll wreck, and then you'll get back up, and you'll do it yourself, right?
But here's the thing. Don't touch your check ever again.
Yeah, we wrote out the income like to check. It was like kind of, this just happened very quickly, this decision. It's like I just tried it out one day. It's kind of been a long time goal, and I just tried out the budget one day without me and without daycare, and it just worked out.
Yeah, I would think it would. I would think it would. $100,000 a year with a $1,500 house payment and no debt, I would think you could be able to make it. It should work.
Okay.
It's not a hot knife through butter, but it's definitely not on the stress level. And you're all twisted up right now. Post-pregnancy, you're all twisted up about this integrity thing because you are a person of high honor. And not telling them is really riding on you. Am I right?
Yeah, that's what's bothering me.
Yeah. You need to go tell them tomorrow. And you need to bank every check that they give you until the end of the year or until they fire you and live on his check. You can do this.
Okay.
You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
And if they walk in and they say, get out of here, we never liked you anyway, good riddance.
Yeah.
Right? Take your soul and spirit out of that place.
Yeah. And then go, and if you have to do some kind of part-time gig or something until the end of the year, and do some side hustle stuff till the end of the year, whoop-de-doop-de. You can do this. You can do this. You didn't give me any numbers that tell me that you have to do it differently. But let me tell you what. Integrity, people who have integrity win at money. You are a high person of integrity. You are going to win at money. Long term. There may be some bumps along the way, but you're going to win at money. I've got tons of data to back this up and 30 years of experience. You can do this. This is The Ramsey Show.
Hey, it's John Deloney, co-host of The Ramsey Show. Did you know over 18 million people listen to The Ramsey Show every week? A lot of those people listen on one of our 600-plus radio stations across the country. To find a station near you, go to RamseySolutions.com/show.
If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like Ramsey Call of the Day.
Check out our new Ramsey Call of the Day podcast. It'll give you a quick hit of advice about life and money in under 10 minutes. Listen to the Ramsey Call of the Day wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's James, producer of The Ramsey Show. This episode is over, but check the episode notes for links to products and services you heard about during this episode. Thanks for listening.